16 minutes to 8.
Charles Darwin's private, unpublished papers are now available online for the first time, and they're completely free. Dr. John Van Wyer is director of the Complete Works of Charles Darwin Online Project at Cambridge University, and he joins us from there now. Good morning.
Good morning.
This, have a look at it online. It is astonishing, really. Tell us about the significance of these, because, of course, he's obviously published certain works, and they've been available online for a few years. So tell us about the significance of what is now available.
Well, Darwin's private papers have always been behind the scenes because of the fact they were never published. Darwin never published the full evidence that he gathered for his theory of evolution. That remained locked away in his notes and experiments and reading notes, and all of that material is being provided online today for free.
So it's basically his first thinkings, his first notes about the origins of species, about thinking that was just to change the world.
Indeed, but it's not just the first notes, it's all the way through. It's all of the working materials from the first idea to the gathering of materials to the rewriting and redrafting and even the corrections to the proofs of his later books.
And even I see a sketch of the Tree of Life.
Indeed, yeah, there are many sketches. And there's so much material online today that it would take you months to actually see all of it.
And it's taken you a fair deal of time putting it together. You've actually got photographs, effectively photographed each page of the papers, haven't you, so that we can see the originals?
Yes, it's as if you were actually in the archive in Cambridge, and you can flip through one piece of paper after another and see all of Darwin's work and materials that he gathered across an entire life of working in science.
You can also see about his personal life. There's some lovely notes about marriage.
Yes, Darwin always took notes on just about everything, and he made some notes to himself about whether or not it was a good idea to get married or not. And one of the famous lines he wrote was, yeah, better to get a wife, it's better than a dog anyhow.
Of course, he did go on to get a wife, and they had 10 children. He talks also about Victorian family life, recipes from his wife Emma.
Yes, one of the most charming items that's gone online today is Emma Darwin's recipe book. Although I think it might need a health warning because some of the recipes are not to modern taste. There's some pretty heavy puddings in there.
The papers, all these papers, I mean, it's fascinating to see it, and in a historical sense, it's very interesting. In a scientific sense, I mean, there's not new stuff in there, is it? It's all been pored over so many times before.
Oh, yes. I mean, experts are very familiar with this material. What's exciting is that now you don't have to be an expert to see it. Anyone can access the private papers of Charles Darwin, the papers that changed the world. And it's, I think, very exciting that now everyone can have a chance to see them.
And they can do that by going to either to our website, and they'll find a link from there. But the website address is darwin-online.org.uk. Dr. John Van Wyer, many thanks.
13 minutes to 8. The Olympic torch has arrived in India. It is in Delhi, and the Tibetans are protesting. Chris Morris, good morning. You're at a rally, a pro-Tibet protest rally.
Yeah, that's right, John. There's been an alternative torch relay this morning carried out by the Tibetans. They're being kept well away from what later today will be the official relay. I don't think anyone's going to be running because the route is now so short that to fit everyone in, I think it'll have to be a sedate walk surrounded by approximately 16,000, we're told, police and security personnel. But this is the alternative. The Tibetans started off very symbolically from the memorial to India's